T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 years.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Great mustache.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause, the mustache.
Wani, hanging out with Molly and Haw every Tuesday.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dave Wannstedt.
Nah, I mean, honestly, how many games have we lost in a row?
Five.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about, what are we? I mean, you're not going to beat a dead horse. I mean, like I said, we're all men. So, I mean, coming in here and saying we got to figure out a way, I mean, to me, is BS. Like, we're not going to keep talking. Like, we got to find ways to win. We got to just get it done. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, like I said, whatever it is. But there's nothing to keep coming in here and talking about and having all these rah-rah speeches. Like, we've had 5 weeks of rah-rah speeches. So, I mean, I don't think that talking is anything that we need to be doing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's always a joy to talk to Coach Wannstedt, and he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, that was an interesting little sound bite there from Jalen Johnson, but it doesn't really surprise me. And you know, we don't know if the rah-rah talks, I mean, is he referring to Matt Nagy? Is he referring to the defensive coordinator? Is he referring to some of his defensive players or offensive players? You know, so we don't know who, but I think at the end of the day, the bottom line is that, you know, right now they got to win a football game, and there's as much frustration on the team about being able to close out a game and win a game as there is with the fans and I'm sure ownership and everybody else. So I was kind of glad to hear that. I mean, I would have been very disappointed if the guy walked up there and said, you know what, we'll bounce back this week. The attitude's good with the players. Everybody's going to get focused and we're going to go beat Detroit. You know, I mean, how would you feel if he said that? So I liked what he said. It is what it is. I listened to Tom Thayer yesterday and my man Olin Krutz, because I wanted to truly get their spin on it. And Olin and I do some work together, and Tom's as close as anybody. And he's about broken down right now. I mean, I know Tom pretty well. And, yeah, I can hear it in his voice and hear his comments. He's just about on his knees, and that's a tough situation. If you get Tom Thayer in that mindset, you're really struggling, and obviously that's where we're at.
But Dave, in what Jalen Johnson is saying, is it in fact indicting Matt Nagy, because Matt Nagy is the coach who talks quite a bit, and when Jalen Johnson is questioning the value of talking through this, you do put two and two together and get four, don't you?
Well, everybody as a head coach is different, okay? And I mean, you guys know my personality. I mean, when we were winning, I was at halftime. I mean, I was pissed off. And after the games, I was always, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so you got to be your own self. And I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't want to go out there and say Matt Nagy has just gone in there and just ripped them up and down after the game and just said, you know, this is just total bull. And we should have won that game and you know, whatever, and on and on and on, up one side and down the other. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and don't be late or whatever. You know, everybody's got to deal with it differently. And it sounded like that's, you know, that it's always positive, positive, positive. So it's tough for me as an ex-coach. I'm not going to be critical of every coach has to. There's been a lot of coaches fired trying to be Vince Lombardi. So you got to be yourself. And right now, these guys need a wake-up call, and it may be too late. I think that's what Jalen's saying.
Yeah, you know, I found it really interesting to hear him say that. And I think, Dave, that, you know, we're seeing, you know, fire Nagy being chanted at Soldier Field. We're seeing it being chanted at the United Center when the Bulls are playing, and maybe worst of all, and it really is just awful, chanted at his son's high school football game. His son's in the playoffs playing for a high school, and the crowd is saying to fire the coach who's watching the game. That is, you know, that's so classless, and it's just so disappointing. But when it gets to this point, and Dave, you heard some horrible chants. I mean, it just gets to a point where I don't know how it doesn't affect you. I don't know how it does. If I'm Matt Nagy, I would almost be like, hey, why don't you all go to hell? And I can't even think of how I'd react.
Yeah, no, I did not know the Bulls thing, and I did not know the high school game. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's taking it to a level that I'm not aware of. Okay. And my response would be, you know what? And I don't know what's going on. Matt Nagy's as competitor as anybody, but in the back of his mind, it comes to a point where he says, you know, I can't wait till next year to go to Kansas City and coach the quarterbacks with Andy Reid. I mean, this is, we've hit a dead end here. I mean, it almost gets to that point mentally, and it's we're kind of going down that path right now. I mean, it is what it is. We got players hurt. We got some of our key guys out. We know that we can't muster up a win. We don't have confidence. I mean, there's not a whole lot of encouragement going on right now. I thought Justin Fields played okay, but he didn't come out and really light it up last week. Let's be real about that. He played okay. He definitely throws the ball, in my opinion, better when he's – you're not going to want to hear this, but this is the truth. I think the guy throws the ball better when he's on the move and he has one or two receivers, and he knows in the back of his mind what he's going to do and who he's throwing to, and I've got to get the ball out. The guy is excellent, excellent. When he's dropping back in the pocket and there's a lot going on, makes me nervous. He makes me nervous, and that's got to handle the truth. That's a little bit of where we're at right there.
Dave, back to the Nagy treatment for a moment. When you hear that kind of stuff that's going on, does it take you back in how difficult it was when you were, you know, at the center, in the eye of the storm, when you were dealing with the public reaction? Not necessarily for you. You're a coach. You kind of sign up for that. But for your family, the people who are involved, who don't deserve the kind of treatment that they're getting, and obviously more difficult for them to hear the kinds of things that Matt Nagy's family are hearing, that coaches' families hear in times like these.
Yeah, it is. And there's no question about that. And it affects, I mean, the assistant coaches and the equipment managers and the trainers. I mean, everybody's thinking, oh, God, we're going to bring in a new people, because it all starts. The head coach is the bullseye, yes, but it affects the wives and the kids and everybody within that football organization. Because if they make a coaching change and if they make a GM change, everybody could be on the street looking for a job. and you're moving kids and you're finding, I mean, all the things. It's a real mess, and it can be traumatic for families. It truly, truly can be. And then on top of it all, I mean, that's the reality of the business we've chosen, okay? So I get that part of it. But on top of it all, to hear this chanting and so forth, boy, it makes it tough. And I never, fortunately, I mean, I never experienced it to that level. But I heard the signs and the airplane go over Fire Once Dead or whatever it was. And we want something else for Christmas or whatever they put up on the sign. So I saw that stuff, but I don't know. It's awful tough. It makes your family come together. I'll tell you that. It makes your kids tougher, and you got to deal with it. It's the profession we're in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.